Welcome to Circuit Breaker episode number 15, I think, by the time we record this. I've got coffee with Kyles, so I've got both the Kyles, and I'm missing a third Kyle today. I'm so sad, but we'll get our third Kyle at some point in here. But so let's go with KB first. What do you do, and who are you, and
Sure, man. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
KW, you look like you're about to bust a flow, like holding the mic like that. Anyway, Kyle Burt, former technology executive with AT&T right here in the Dallas Metroplex. Left, started my own thing. I've been running my own business for the last 2 years. And then we've been getting into this social media world, man. And next thing I know, I find myself with another Kyle drinking coffee with creators and entrepreneurs twice a week. So it's kind of a whirlwind to end up here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, so KW, or Kyle, yeah,
KW.
K-Dub. Yeah.
So I come from kind of a similar place that KB comes from. So I was in the, I was in corporate America doing, selling connectivity for, you know, AT&T and Verizon. So on the competitive local side.
Right.
So sales, and then from there got uprooted and taken into project management, learning how to do software development lifecycle and projects based on that. And then from there, you know, kind of how Kyle did. Like, I kind of started my own gig, left the corporate America world and started my own consulting gig doing, I guess it'd be business process mapping or documentation. And then ran into another Kyle at a LinkedIn local event and have been drinking coffee ever since.
Nice. Okay. So kind of to both of you guys, you know, what caused you to kind of create this whole podcast and like, from y'all's video, which we'll send the links across everything from the podcast to the video and everything else. But from y'all's video, you can see it's like very complicated kind of thing. And you guys just started with the camera. I know Kyle was like, when I first met him, or KB, when I first met you, you're just roaming around with the camera saying, holy crap, this is like, you know, getting me into everywhere. So what caused you to start, both of you guys, what caused you guys both to start podcasting?
So, I'll start. On LinkedIn, the name of the game is hashtags. I think that is pretty much every social media platform now, except for like YouTube. And so we're on LinkedIn, right? And everyone's doing these hashtag challenges, like hashtag goals together, hashtag in it together, hashtag LinkedIn creators, like kind of hashtag overkill, right? So, I started my own hashtag challenge, hashtag just one. It was about making just one video. And some great people took me up on that offer right away and launched some videos. And K-Dub here is like, hey, I'm going to do mine, but I have a requirement. I want you to be here with me to do it. And we met at a coffee shop, and the words just kind of came out on accident. It was like, hey, we're drinking coffee with Kyles today, and cheers.
Coffee with Kyles.
Coffee with Kyles. And
we rolls off the tongue rather nicely.
Yeah, exactly. And then we published that episode as my hashtag challenge, hashtag just one, and people were like, I want more coffee with Kyles. We're like, what do you mean? What do you mean you want more coffee with Kyles? We're like, that was just like a thing we said on the show. We just said it on the show. We weren't starting the show. We just said that. So the phrase we said turned into a show.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So the joke becomes real.
The joke becomes real. Yeah. Very real.
Which is the actual joke.
So what is your podcast about then? Or what is your video cast on LinkedIn about?
So how the joke turned real is when a bunch of people started saying, you know, we want to be on, or we think you guys should start a show called Coffee with Kyles. We then followed that up with another one, and we're like, well, what the heck are we going to talk about then? Like, okay, you guys want more? We're giving you more, but then what do we do? And then him and I sat down, and we go, you know, the last 30 plus years for both of us individually has been all about us individually. 30 laps around the sun, 32 laps around the sun, however many, that's too many laps to be so self-involved and so self-focused that the only way to grow, we both believe, is by making it about other people, because you're going to learn so much more from others.
Right.
So we decided to make the show about people, make it about them. So the show Coffee with Kyles is about you. It's about what you love, what you're obsessed with in two or less words. And we give you a platform to talk about what you're doing out there, what you're creating. If you're a business owner and you're starting your own business, what do you do? What are you passionate about? If you're in music and the arts, why are you doing what you're doing? What are you passionate about? So it's a platform for others.
That makes sense. I mean, that's the best part about this, right? So podcasting, that was the reason why I started it. I kept on getting all these questions. How does this tech work? How does that tech work? and everything else. And so, you know, like we learned about 2 minutes ago, KW, that if you ask me a question, I will answer it way in depth. And so that was the one thing, as I always wanted to learn from everybody else. What are your challenges? So, yeah, both you guys, what are some of the challenges you guys recently have learned from podcasting? Like, what are the things you guys are starting to get into, learning, how you guys are doing things?
Fails. Big time.
Epic
big
fails.
Time. Fails. I can't recount the many times that we've had like a guest, like, you know, ready for the show, like they've given us like an hour of their time to be on the show, and we record the whole thing. We're like, hey, Chantel, we're gonna have to redo that whole thing because we didn't hit the record button. or we did hit the record button, but the audio was mixed together and it just didn't work. So just the fails that we've had, but like learning as we're going, like that's the best part. The fails that we've had is like really the best part, because it's kind of got us to get more structure behind it. At first, we're just like, hey, we're going to drink coffee with anybody, and we still will, but now we've kind of refined that message more to anybody who's a creator. So you create anything, music, art, podcast, video, whatever, a creator, and entrepreneurs. So there's two of us. We drink coffee with creators and entrepreneurs. That's our refined message. And we do it twice per week. So like this theme of two just started to like come out naturally. So everything we do is like there's always two something, thing one and thing two.
That's awesome.
So I'll take the more philosophical approach to the challenges. So what's been so when he talks about learning from our failures and the challenges that come from, you know, being a creator and coming out here and learning as you're doing, is him and I have both talked about one of the biggest failures for people that create is A, kind of caring about too much what other people think and being afraid that you're going to be judged. I hate to tell you this, folks, but you're going to be judged because people are humans and they judge other people. We try not to do that, but other people do. So we realize that one of the biggest things is we, you know, need to make it about other people and don't need to worry about what other people think. But at the same time, when we put something out there, it's like we almost get tested in that. So we right. talked about, like, you know, sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second there.
Well, so all the creator stuff. No, you're yeah. good. That makes sense. So,
yeah,
you know, one of the things, what do you guys see next, right? You guys are doing it with creators online, offline. You guys mm-hmm. are meeting them here as well. Now we've got this awesome studio to like work out of as well every once in a while. Where do you want to take this? What do you want to add on with either the camera or with other things? What do you want to learn next with this whole endeavor?
What do we want to learn next? Oh, right mm-hmm. now, if we're going to go that deep, right now we're learning Alexa skills. So right now we're learning Alexa skills, moving this to a daily espresso shot, if you will. So that's
so
what
on the spot or on the Echo?
On both.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to do that, right now there is some really cool research going on at UTD, and I will put you in touch with those people.
Awesome.
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 That is one thing we're working on. So, and also this is a slight plug, but on May 24th, 25th and 26th at AT&T Performing Arts Center, and I might have the dates wrong, but it's that Thursday, Friday and Saturday. There is an Alexa Dialogues show where a professor from UTD hacked all the Alexas. They whisper, they talk to each other, they are murdering each other,
what?
They are interacting in ways that were not originally designed.
Sign me up.
I'm there.
And so, yeah, and you know, those for the listeners and the viewers and everything else, those links will be in the show notes for sure. But it's going to be a fun evening for just seeing the way you can really push and stretch an Alexa past what it's capable of doing right now. And they've really taken deep into that code. So, okay. So that's the other huge thing, right? Is I always love talking about technology, and you guys clearly, we're all nerds and geeks and whatever else you want to call
oh, yeah.
it. Uh-huh. Technology.
Oh yeah.
Big time. Big nerd.
So
big nerd.
I can geek out on this all day.
Where do you guys want to take the Alexa device? What is outside of the espresso shot, daily espresso shot or whatever it is, what do you want to take with it? Why that versus any other medium or things like that?
So I put a poll out to the audience. I literally did this yesterday, so the results the results aren't fully in. Right now it's 50-50.
Recount,
I know. But no, basically the whole idea, the whole concept behind it, like the behavior side of it is, okay, we have really cool guests on our show twice a week. So they say, so they drop value bombs all the time, but not everybody wants to sit there and listen to a 10-minute show all the time. Yep. So what the espresso shots are going to be, for instance, yesterday I published an episode, an espresso shot with Gary Vaynerchuk.
Man, he was at the deck. You guys were so lucky for catching him up there.
Well, we didn't catch him up there.
Here's the story behind that. Yeah. So Gary V did a LinkedIn AMA Ask Me Anything, right? So he did this Ask Me Anything on LinkedIn. We both plugged it like about a week ago, like, hey, we're going to plug our espresso shot question. Our espresso shot question is this. If you could drink coffee with anybody who has ever lived but is no longer living, who would it be and what would you ask them? So he turned around and answered that question on video and published it on Thursday. So what I did is I took that video, stripped that part out, because he answered our question, right?
Oh,
he legit
badass.
Did. I stripped that part out of the video, and we makeshift filmed ourselves here asking him that question. Yep. And put it out there. So that's our espresso shot. So
that makes sense. Yep.
So that, like, those little tidbits of information, that was like a minute long. That's what's going to go on our Alexa skill. Like those little, like, quick value bombs right there. Are going to go up on that skill.
Yeah, so for instance, wake up in the morning, you know, hey, Alexa, what's the weather like? Hey, Alexa, blah, blah, blah. Also, hey, Alexa, what's the espresso shot? Or, hey, Alexa, espresso shot me. And then it'll give them the updated podcast with whether it be Gary Vaynerchuk or whether it be with yourself or whether it be with, you know, a big name personality on LinkedIn, Michaela Alexa. You know, that's the umbrella. But what I think we would like to do even more than that is eventually find a way that these people say this is the person alive and this is the person dead they'd like to meet with or talk with or ask that question to.
A double espresso shot.
And so what we exactly. So we can't help you with the dead person, but you know, we can help you with the person that's still living. So say you're a big time creator and you would love to have a conversation with Shaquille O'Neal. He's another human being. Yeah, he's Shaq, but he's also a human.
Yeah, no, ultimately, like, that's the one thing. Just doing all this stuff for as long as I have, I totally agree with you. It's crazy how approachable certain what we would take as celebrities are. Mm-hmm. They're amazingly right. approachable, and it is awesome to see that they're willing to share just as much, because sometimes they gain just as much from us as we do them. So
absolutely. And to tie all this back to the question you asked that I lost my train of thought on, one of the things we're overcoming is, you know, learning as we're going.
Right.
And so that's how it happens, is just like us talking about ISO earlier. I asked you a question, you were able to answer that. That's what we're gaining from our failure, is knowledge. So we've learned how to not become immobile with our failures, not to make the same mistakes twice, and meet people while doing that and learning from them.
Yeah, no, and that's the best part. Honestly, I've learned so much from my guests. But yeah, no, and that's the other thing is honestly, I've learned also now how to keep my ADD slightly in check.
Oh, no.
for this type of format, because I know I have a limited amount of time and I want to get as much awesome information kind of out there. Now, going back to the Alexa stuff, like circling back with it, would you publish either IFT or IFTT, whatever you want to call it, their official way is IFT, if you talk to the guys there, IFT or the routines that Alexa now says, right? So to your point, like, first thing you said is, like, when I wake up, and, you know, I have this daily routine of either leaving TED Talks in the background on or news in the background on. But one of those things I'm also starting to tinker with is, Alexa, wake up. And, you know, it's turns on certain other devices in the house. It starts saying the news, the weather, and all these other things as the daily routine as you wake up, because everybody has those, just because you don't want to necessarily function and you kind of take a second to warm up, just like a computer takes a second to boot up. We're not much different anymore. So are you guys planning on doing any of that?
Wouldn't it be so cool, Alexa, give me an espresso shot. It plays us, and then in the background, it turns on their Nespresso machine.
Oh
my God. That
so,
was so sick.
I actually, yes.
Cool.
And
that'd be cool.
KB is much, much, much more IoT and technology enabled, ready than I am when it comes to his knowledge in the space. But yes. The answer to that is yes. I would love for us to find a way to do what he just said and be become a smart house feature, if you will, brought to you by Alexa. Like, okay, wake up, and Alexa wakes up, turns on your, you know, your heat or your AC, then turns on, you know, Fox 4, and then turns on your espresso machine. And then, oh, here's the double espresso shot with Michael Jordan. And then, okay, now it's going to start your car. It's going to do your laundry, and here's a bagel.
That would be amazing. Wow. You know, the other thing is one of my past guests, Yesh, he was thinking the same lines. And so he was sitting there working away, and he does a lot of audio and vocal stuff. And that's why, you know, we were working together on a couple of different projects in another capacity. But one of the things he got frustrated with is having to search the U.S. Patent Office stuff. So he created a chatbot. U.S. Patent Office has APIs. So he created a chatbot. Mm-hmm. So he just goes, hey, patent office, does this patent exist? And it goes there and comes back and says yes, no, and it will give him reference numbers and things like that. So just saying, you guys probably should talk to Yesh, because Yesh is kind of awesome in that kind of programming sense.
Yes to Yesh.
what's the – so bigger question, is it real time? How long does it take for the information to come back? Because the patent office, no offense, America, but it is – it takes forever to get anything intellectually patented or things like that. Like, it can take months on months on
fairly,
months.
No, it's fairly. I mean, it's like an AIM chatbot. It's not perfect, but it's there. So you have to sit there and poke at it in certain question frame sets, but it's much better than hoping that somebody responds back to you in a month or so. You kind of type in a chat AIM chatbot just like we would, or a website chatbot where, you know, it's like, all right, can I help you buy something? And you're like, go away.
Right.
But it's one of those chatbots that he's created.
Well, 10 years ago, only NASA could get in and out of the patent office with information like that. So, like, now that we have chatbots where you can just be like this, this or that, and then bring back information, that's insane.
I think
yes to Yash.
I think he's converting it to an Alexa skill, too.
Get out of town.
That's wild. That's awesome.
He's got some really cool audio gear he's building up for that.
That's insane to me.
That is. Yeah. No, we definitely need to have some coffee with him, for sure. For sure. A lot more than coffee.
Yeah. No, and
Yerba
then...
Mate and Yash.
What is... Okay, so you've got...
Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate and Yash.
Yes.
Man. Yerba Mate.
So what else are you guys working on? So, like, I see what KB is working on the Alexa stuff. I mean, obviously, you're helping, KW. But what else are you guys working on? What else is, like, kind of your cool hackery project that you guys have going on? Outside of the... I mean... All of the other stuff keeps us busy. I mean, like, we have so much adulting to do, it's ridiculous sometimes, but...
Hashtag adults.
Yes, but what else is keeping you guys busy?
So, man, right now with Coffee with Kyles, I'd say it's mainly, like, creating structure and format.
Right.
So that we, like you said, so we don't go so ADD and crazy on ourselves, because we both, like, he's very high level, but gets in the details. I get pretty high level, get in the details, but...
I'll go high level right now, actually, and that is LinkedIn Local Plano.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. We got to pause for our other Coffee with Kyles.
It's the final countdown.
Okay. So with the dual stream that we're doing here, one of the things we were trying to explain real quickly, and this is good for our audience to know, too, is there's a 10 to 20 minute limitation on most cameras as far as file size goes, and that's, or as far as clip length goes, and that's for file size issues. So if you have a DSLR or Micro Four Thirds camera or any of those cameras that you're recording onto SD card that was originally designed for still, but then it has the video function added onto it because that's the way they are designed. That's a whole nother thing I can go into in a second.
Yep.
What it is you can only, for FAT32 file limitation, it's only roughly around 2 gig file limitation size. When you record over 20 minutes, you hit over the 2 gig file size limit, and that's what happens, and that's why it stops, and then it wants to it stops recording, and then you hit pause and you hit play again, and then you keep on going. Now, however, there are known instances of overheating. The overheating issue usually happens around the hour or so time frame for recording constantly. So you hit pause play on your 10 to 20 minute clip lengths, and then that will cause that to stop and go. On a Canon, it's roughly 12 minutes. On a Sony that you're recording on, it's roughly around 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, if I have 4K settings all the way maxed out on this thing, then it's probably gonna crap burn out of about 15 minutes, actually.
As far as hot, like heat goes?
Yes, actually.
Wow. So you're going on heat.
Yep.
And then for that reason, that's why I broke down and bought a bigger video camera again. I'm a glutton for punishment. So I've had every single major video camera along with still cameras. Mm-hmm. And so we were playing around with that. But the funny part is to me is Red still has yet to figure out like their cooling, like added more cooling on their cameras, but they still are having some overheating issues every once in a blue moon on some of their cameras. And then the other larger guys, Ari and all these other guys, you have to put cooling fans on them for like recording video of full 4K. Their compact size also still has heating issues. So it's a known thing. It's not a manufacturer thing. It's just one of those things where I think it might pick up again on this podcast, but I'm leaning against a server rack that's fairly loud. And that's also one of those things where computers have always been loud. I mean, you guys came from data center world, and you walk in and it's like,
definitely is.
It's insane.
You were talking about other projects, right?
Yeah.
So other projects that we're working on right now, not so much tech projects at the moment. I do a lot of technology consulting, but one of our biggest side projects right now is LinkedIn Local Plano. So it's an event that we're throwing, bringing everybody from LinkedIn offline right down the street.
It's like an old-fashioned tweet-up.
It is.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is. It's an old-fashioned tweet-up. So
I miss those so much.
It's a very, very structured meetup for your, you know, connections in the city that you're geographically located in for LinkedIn. Like, there's a bunch of people that got together and decided, hey, why don't we do a meetup for our LinkedIn connections? And they started something called Linked Locally. And now LinkedIn Locals, not a sponsored LinkedIn thing, by the way, LinkedIn Locals are popping up over 140, 145 cities internationally.
That is awesome. So where's the next one? What's the deal? What's the plan?
The next one is this Thursday coming up, May 3rd, 5:30 p.m. At Legacy West at the WeWork.
I'm going to miss it.
At the WeWork. So we met at the LinkedIn Local Dallas. And, you know, we love Dallas. We're close to Dallas. But those of us sitting in this room right now, we know that Plano, this area, is like, this is the new Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, this is the new spot. So we need to bring it here. There's so many untapped potential here that, you know, they're not going to drive down to Dallas for an event like that. We got all the corporate headquarters right here. Tons of people here that would love to benefit from something like this.
Yep. So go ahead.
That's awesome. No, I was going to say that's exciting.
Yep.
So are you guys going to do these monthly? Are you guys going to do these? What's the plan?
So this is the first one, the very first one ever this coming week. There will be more.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to do monthly,
quarterly,
every 2 months, quarterly.
Yeah.
Probably at least quarterly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We don't know if there's a big enough demand to do it monthly yet, so we'll figure that out.
So, okay, since this is a crossover episode, I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
All right.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
And let you guys go.
All right. Cool.
Let us go and let us flow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Exactly.
Okay, so... So Jax, if you wanna introduce yourself, and then basically you gotta say one thing and one thing only. You gotta say I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Fair enough.
You gotta say your after you introduce yourself. You gotta say your name, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Yep,
that works. That's easy. So
it's easy.
I'm Jax, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles here in this awesome podcast studio by Nerdvana and Gearbox.
Cheers. And you don't have coffee.
I don't have my coffee yet. They broke the espresso machine earlier, and I hear it going, but we'll get it eventually.
we'll get it eventually.
So first question on the books, how do you typically take your coffee, Jax?
That is a solid question. So I'm somewhat of I got told something when I was younger, which is if you do something, do it well. And so I'm really picky about coffee depending on the time of day, temperature, of what's going on outside. So now it's transitioning to summer. It'll probably be a cold brew, either between an Americano or just some sort of like regular nitro cold brew or something like that. If it's cold outside, generally then I go for the flavored coffees. And if it's just day to day, I will drink it black as a pour over.
So that is one of the best answers we've gotten so far, because you went into great detail.
Most detail.
Thank you for that.
No, absolutely.
So for all of our coffee aficionados out there, that's perfect.
Right. Perfect. And I can go even deeper. One of the last things I will say is my favorite thing sometimes is to learn the etymology of words. And things of as far as where it came from or why it exists like that, especially coming from the film industry, stuff doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Technology industry, sometimes you're like, where did that acronym come from and why is it alphabet soup?
yes.
From KB and I both came from one of the former companies. I came from the Death Star as well.
Yes, the Death Star.
It is totally boom, the logo. Boom, is still... boom, boom.
I'm so out of here. I guess I'm not Imperial enough.
No, it's okay. Yeah. You're totally a rebel with us. See, yes. We left.
Yeah,
we're the rebels
yes.
now.
Yes, we are.
Exactly. No, but one of the things was, the Americano was created because of World War II, and so... soldiers used to not be able to take the stronger espresso shots and things like that the Parisians used to drink. And so that's what an Americano is just watered down coffee. And so it was because of the Americans, and it's an Americano drink.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Learn so, something new every day, new. Folks.
So, Jax, what are you most obsessed with right now, besides coffee, in two words?
Oh, man, in two words? I would say... the two obsessions I have right now are technology and making.
Technology and making.
Yeah. So the maker movement.
The maker movement. Love that. What do you mean? So expand more. I mean, obviously you have your podcast here, but right. Expand more on that.
So there's two things, right? So the technology side is there's the IoT thing, which everybody's big on the IoT thing. We're talking about Alexa. We were talking about all sorts of other things like that. And then, and it was M2M before this, and it was something else before that, and something else before that. Mm-hmm. The big thing for me was when it was... So I always put it this way. The movie Twister came out in 1990-something. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up in Oklahoma... Like a little bit growing up and going to OU, and then also being from Texas, it's like we grow up with tornadoes and everything else. But if you think about that movie, it's an IoT movie. They stuck sensors out in the cloud and there's big data and they collected all this information, but it's 1990 something. And that was Hollywood. And Hollywood's usually a little late to the technology game in general anyways, or a little bit ahead depending on how you see it. Cause there's Minority Report. So that's the first part of it. And then the second part of it is I like to create, I miss the day. And I love steampunk in that sense is I miss the day where you were just as valuable as a technician or a trade as a plumber or electrician or a mechanic as you are for something that's doing some sort of programming and putting out 1,000 lines of code. And I think we've lost that in ourselves. And so a lot of things that I'm wanting to do is bring that back because we need those skills. Good luck finding an electrician or plumber today because they're all non-existent. It's not an applied trade that we take pride or value in anymore.
Oh yeah, and you're right, man. That's true.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that that you're hoping to change about that?
Sharing of knowledge, right? So KB, you know, we were talking like, hey, I would love to share my knowledge, and that's the reason why I created this podcast is to share the wealth of knowledge and share the connections that exist out there, so people know to go find, you know, people like Ed who is overly knowledgeable about the wireless spectrum and outside of just the cellular stuff that we're used to, but LoRa, weightless N, weightless P, and weightless other standards, or find somebody like Kurt Kelly who's working on all sorts of crazy ass cool projects on the side, or some like you guys, for example, who are connecting these people as well and being super connectors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and starting to make that happen and say, look, I'm lacking in this knowledge. How do I find that person and where do I go? And then how do I also build whatever I'm trying to build?
So it's almost a Henry Ford approach.
No. Well, no, because that's not even it, because that's assembly line and that's building an efficiency.
Oh, hold on. There's a couple different approaches by Henry Ford.
Okay.
So he had an approach that we were educated on the other day by Jacob Wisbecki, where he said, I don't have to be the smartest person in the room anymore. And people bashed him on it. And when he explained why that is he said, I don't have to be the smartest person in the room because I'm surrounded by the smartest people in their industry and in their knowledge. And so what I do is I hit a switch and a light goes on and they come into me and they teach me and educate me on the question at hand.
That okay, so I didn't realize that was Henry Ford. I thought that was somebody else.
Henry Ford had both of those. He had the assembly line, but he also told people, you can bash me all you want, but I've realized that it's not about me being the smartest person. It's about me learning from the smartest people.
And that's exactly what it is I want to learn from everybody, and I want everybody else to learn from everybody else. And that also solves a lot of problems, because then it goes back to the misconception is don't be, you know, I guess don't be so defensive, or don't be a hater.
Right.
That's basically right. It.
So it's like, yeah, let's do this. And, you know, honestly, like, I need to go back and learn from some of the history. And that's why, again, going back to, like, love learning about entomology and stuff. This makes me want to go learn a little bit more about Henry Ford.
So speaking of learning, let's get caffeinated right now. Caffeinated questions.
Uh-oh.
There we go. This caffeinated questions is simple. It's this or that. You have to answer short, simple, and sweet. Ready?
Okay.
Would you rather lose an arm or leg?
Arm.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Elon Musk, Isaac Newton. Which one?
Isaac Newton.
George Strait or Garth Brooks?
Oh, man, that's a... What was it? It was... What was his other name? Curtis something?
Curtis Lowe?
No. Garth Brooks was like...
Garth Brooks.
He had
George Strait or Garth Brooks?
Ah, damn it. All right. George Strait. Or Kenny Chesney, actually. Sorry.
Ouch.
Audiobooks or physical books?
Oh, physical. Or actually my Kindle.
Okay. Hot coffee or cold coffee?
That's temperature dependent, but right now it's hot outside, so cold coffee.
English or science?
Yeah, y'all are stumping me because it's one of those things where, okay, English.
History or math?
History.
Left or right?
Left.
Up or down?
Down.
Forwards or backwards?
Forwards.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Why?
Because I can.
Okay, counterclockwise.
At work, stand up desk or sit down?
Oh, stand up desk. 100% stand up desk.
Grilled cheese or salad?
Grilled cheese. And we've now gotten.
I think grilled cheese and salad was the most random thing. Who do you think would win in a fight, a grilled cheese or a taco?
A taco.
Taco.
Another Hot Rod fan, I believe.
Yes.
Great, great movie. Okay, so now we're going to go into the espresso shot, double espresso shot.
Go ahead.
All right, so if you could have coffee with any living person, who would that be and what would you talk about over coffee?
Any living person. I know either Tim Cook, just because genuinely curious as to how he's managing to keep a company that's, you know, according to like most of the world, lacking innovation anymore, as much as they push the boundaries after their founder passed away. And figure that out. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the person I would choose, is just how do you keep all these creative and amazingly talented people, right? So it's like the Henry Ford approach that we talked about earlier. He's got some of the world's best talents out there, and how are you keeping these people, you know, pushing the boundaries, but also fighting the media stigma of what's going on with all of it?
So for those of us that don't know who Tim Cook is, who is Tim Cook?
He's currently the CEO of Apple.
There you go, folks.
Now, if you could have coffee with anyone that is no longer living, who would that be and what would you talk to them about?
Over coffee.
Ooh, also another one. There are so many great people out there just to have a sit down and have a coffee with. I've had so many great conversations over coffee and meeting people, but... I would say, I'd love to have coffee with some sort of, with like somebody like Churchill or somebody that was a great leader of some sort, just to learn a good couple of sets of leadership skills.
What would you ask Churchill?
Oh man, how did you survive all the crazy that you went through, and how did you keep your cool and calm? Obviously he didn't, but in some cases, how do you keep your head on straight with all the pressure that you have to deal with? So yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like we think we deal with life pressures, but we really don't.
Could you imagine the type of pressure he was under and the amount of people's lives that he was accountable for by stepping up and saying, you know what, I'll do this. And P.S., if you didn't know this, he actually didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't. His wife was the one who pushed him and was like, you are made for this.
Yeah.
This is what you're meant to do. So that whole saying of, you know, behind every man is a great woman, I'm going to have to be inclined to say that that's kind of true.
Yeah, no, I would say behind anybody, that there's a great partner to help you with whatever you're doing.
That's a much better way to say it.
But yeah, no, I think that's the thing is, you know, we don't realize. And you know, one of my favorite things, I forgot which one of my friends said this, but, you know, he's such a cool, calm cucumber. And one of the other things I'll point out about him is I always am thankful for him because he served. And so this is where a lot of his calm came from. Is I'm like, okay, you know, we're under a stressful situation. We're either doing something on stage or we've got a boss yelling at us or anything else like that. And he's like pretty calm about it. And he's like, okay, we can get this done and we have enough time and everything else. I'm like, how is this the case? You're not wigging out. You're not freaking out. You're not anything else. And basically with him, what ended up happening was he was like, well, I'm not getting shot at, so nobody's trying to kill me right now, because he was out in the front lines, out in the field, and you know, was getting shot at by whatever military or whatever person was trying to attack him. And so he's like, look, nobody's trying to kill me right now. I'm okay. I'm in a safe spot. I can do whatever I need to. What's the worst that's going to happen? And it's not anything that's actually terrible. And so, you know.
Yeah, you said something right there, like, what's the worst thing that could happen? It's not anything terrible. It's kind of how I feel about doing this podcast and living here in this country. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah, nobody watches it. Oh, well.
It's not that bad.
Move on.
Not that bad. Move on. Well, hey, man, we appreciate having you on. One last thing, piece of parting guidance for the audience, or ask them a thought-provoking question. Your call.
Yep.
Yeah, my question to you and to the audience, as far as the you goes, is, you know, what are you going to create today? What's the project you've been meaning? You've been putting off, right? Like, what can you get done? Even if it's something small step, like, do you want to paint something, go create something? Do you want to put up a website? Something simple.
I think that's awesome, man. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for watching Coffee with Kyles. Have some coffee. So yeah, that's Coffee with Kyles.
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.